tomorrow evening at Lansing Community College, Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero makes his 10th State of the City address. In the speech, which has the theme Lansing 3.0, the mayor will review developments of the past year and share his agenda for 2015. New recommendations involving governance of the Lansing Board of Water and Light may well generate the most news, but the mayor's office also says to expect the unveiling of a new regional health initiative and new investments expected to create jobs. To learn more, we welcome back to Current State Mayor Virge Bernero. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thanks for making yourself available at this hour, pre-caffeinated and all.
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're slowly getting caffeinated. The Lansing Board of Water and Light Board met for the first time late yesterday since General Manager Peter Lark was dismissed. And resistance to your proposal or your idea that the Board of Water and Light Board be dissolved and that the GM report directly to the mayor did come to the surface last night. According to the State Journal, Stephen Reed, some view it as a power grab that would, quote, hurt the region and BWL taxpayers. What do you make of this resistance?
I wasn't there, but, you know, change is difficult for people. People fear change in every regard. I've noticed this for the last 10 years. I'm in my 10th year as mayor, Mark, and I've noticed people fear change, and people fear what they don't know. And I haven't rolled out my proposal yet exactly. So, you know, sometimes people are fighting against something that isn't even there. What I'm talking about is more accountability. What the charter does say currently is that the board is accountable to the mayor and to the city council for best practices. And what does that mean? I've been trying to figure out for 10 years what that means. They're accountable to me because, and why are they accountable? They're accountable because the Board of Water and Light is a tremendous asset to the city. It's one of our greatest assets. You know, obviously in the service that it provides, it's an economic development tool as well.
And it's city owned.
It is city owned. Exactly. So the charter says they're accountable to us. And I've tried to make sure I've tried to hold them accountable. And it's difficult. And the last three general managers basically left the same way, under a cloud and with sort of disputes with the mayor. And so, you know, the one definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing the same way and expecting different results. So what I'm sort of saying is I'm crying uncle. I'm saying this system, it's the system. What I'm saying, Mark, is we've got good people trapped in a bad system. I'm not here to tell you the Board of Water and Light commissioners are a bunch of jerks. Not at all. I think they're good people, good citizens, trying to do well, but they're part-time. Most of them have other jobs. The notion of eight part-time board members holding a general manager accountable. I had one of these commissioners in my office, I've had different ones over months, and asked them a few questions. And some of them have a good idea of what's going on, some of them less so. One told me, look, I rely on Peter for that. You know, I rely on Peter to do those things. I said, but the charter says you are accountable to me.
Right.
So if you don't know basic things, and again, I'm not here to fault, really, it's not so much about Peter Lark or Virge Bernero. The issue is, how do we set up a system of accountability? The issue that you're going to hear from me in the speech and that you're going to hear for the month is accountability, because we have to have accountability over one of our greatest assets.
Are you open to the ongoing operation of a board at the Board of Water and Light, or is it your much stronger inclination to dissolve it?
Well, I would never dissolve it. Look, we have a police commission, we have a fire board, we have a parks board. These are all important operations. These are important advisory boards to the mayor and to the council.
So you see a middle ground. You see a middle ground. Your office could play a greater role, but a board could also continue to operate and play a key role.
Absolutely, there needs to be a board. We need to get voices. The question is about chain of command, span of control, and accountability.
The board has come into its share of criticism in the past year. You've emphasized that the process involving the general manager's contract, which could result in upwards of a million additional dollars going to Peter Lark, needs to be explored. Could the board be relied on to do an adequate job with something like that, considering they vetted the contract?
That contract is an abomination. A five-year contract, but again, I invite you to look at other contracts of other regional boards, by the way. You don't see anybody in my administration. This has not been an issue. I'm in my 10th year as mayor. I don't have anybody more than a one-year contract. And these are at-will people, my public service director, the police chief, the fire chief. Nobody has more than a one-year contract. So the idea that the general manager of the Board of Water and Light needs a five-year contract, in essence, a golden parachute if he's dismissed at any time, is ridiculous.
But if that process is reviewed, would a board play a leading role in that? Could the board, given the doubts about its oversight, could the board be relied on to review the contract process?
Well, I know you're not going to like this answer, but the answer is stay tuned. I will that is one thing that will be specifically addressed in my speech. Now, there's a bunch of other things that are going to be in Lansing 3.0, which is the title of my State of the City speech. It's going to be a very exciting speech beyond the Board of Water and Light, but I will address the exact question you're talking about. I'm going to be proposing specific charter amendments, which will address the issue you raise.
Would you like to play the lead role in negotiating the GM's contract?
No.
Okay. And a revision to the city charter will clarify, does need to be approved by the voters of Lansing?
That's correct.
Correct.
Yep, and I think the voters of Lansing are hungry for some changes over there.
Talk to us about the other responses to the ideas that you have kind of put out there.
Well,
last night's was negative.
Well, I don't want to talk about it that much, Mark, because I haven't really put a proposal out there. So people are responding to conjecture. They're responding to, you know, things that are out of context. They're responding to things that, different people have speculated about. So, you know, I'm going to be making my specific proposals tomorrow night, and I'll be happy to launch a debate and have a discussion at that time. But as I say, you know, there's a lot. It is an exciting time in Lansing. We're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be launching a few other things tomorrow night as well.
We will move on here from the Board of Water and Light, I promise. I want to remind our listeners that Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero is our guest here today to open up Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. The discussions that have just begun between Peter Lark's legal representatives and presumably the cities or the boards, how long do you expect that?
I have no
idea.
I have no idea. I'm not a lawyer, and you know, I've noticed when the lawyers get involved, things can take more time and cost more money.
If these discussions were to result in the $900,000 or thereabouts payout for Peter Lark, how vigorously, Mayor Bernero, would you be inclined to follow up on that decision with an appeal or some other kind of legal action?
Well, you know, in a way, this is, you know, closing the barn door after the horse is bolted. But it must be addressed. And again, I'm going to be suggesting a particular solution to make sure that this never happens again, that there are no more golden parachutes at the Board of Water and Light.
But would you be inclined to really pursue this legally if the bigger payout went forward?
I'm not a lawyer, Mark, and I defer to the Board of Water and Light. They have an attorney. They've hired an attorney for this purpose to consider the fiduciary duty in the position of the board. I hope for a fair outcome for ratepayers and taxpayers.
Can you tell us how many individual recommendations involving the BWL that you might be making tomorrow night? More than one?
A few.
A few. Do you feel that the Board of Water and Light has executed enough reforms in the 13 months since the ice storm?
I think they've made real progress. And, you know, I really give credit where credit is due to General Mike McDaniel, who led the community, the CRT, the Community Review Team. Response just did a phenomenal job. He really outlined what needs to be done. And, of course, Trent Atkins has gone over there as Emergency Management Director. So I think that they're making great strides toward preparedness, but we got to get to the issue of resiliency as well. But they have the best that we have. In Trent Atkins, we have one of the finest emergency management people around, and I really believe that Dick Pefley will be putting him to good use and integrating emergency management, preparedness, resiliency throughout what they do. It really needs to be integrated throughout the operation. One of the problems they have at the Board of Water and Light is silos. They have they're walled off, the various divisions. And I think you're going to see Dick Pefley working hand in glove with the emergency management folks to imbue that urgency of emergency preparation and resiliency throughout the operation.
One final BWL question, and I promise we'll move on. Would you still like to see the BWL attorney at the City Hall?
Well, that, too, was not a sticking point with me, where they're physically located. But the issue, you raise a key issue, which you will be hearing more about. The issue of the attorney must be addressed. There was a dispute, a misunderstanding or whatever about what her role is. The title of the Board of Water and Light's attorney under City Council ordinance is Special Assistant City Attorney. That is her title. Now, over the years, they renamed her General Counsel, I think, Corporation Counsel or General Counsel. But under the charter and under city law, she is a Special Assistant City Attorney. But there is great ambiguity, I will tell you. And no journalist is really, I don't think this has been explored very well, thoroughly, although Steve Reed got into it a bit in the Journal, this issue of who does she report to. And we're not just talking about the person who occupies the role now. I mean, obviously, she's there now, so it's her, and she's been there for 8 or 9 years. But the issue is, again, about the position. Does the Special Assistant City Attorney for BWL, does she answer to the city attorney? Does she answer to the board? Does she answer to the general manager? It matters, because these legal things, especially when you're talking about contracts and so on, it matters who she reports to. And so we do need to get that down. We do need to get that clarified.
The theme of the state of the city is decidedly forward-looking. Lansing 3.0. Can we beat a nugget out of you here?
Well,
you're announcing a new regional health initiative. What's the end game there?
Well, I'm hoping to take off a few pounds. And I think a lot of people are. You know, it's January. People start their New Year's resolutions. I've never done this. Some cities have done this. I guess, in a sense, they want to make me the poster child of you know, the tubby mayor who needs to take off a few pounds. And maybe I am emblematic of the region. You know, we are the 11th fattest state, I think. The point is, we can be healthier. We're all our own best doctor. You know, health begins with the choices that we make. And so Metro Lansing loses $1 million.com. Metro Lansing loses $1 million.com. We're launching that website, and launching the effort.
Weight loss.
It starts with weight. But, the website and the whole program will really be a portal to better health. But, you know, many people, of course, if we took off a pause because of the obesity that's out there, you've got people that have cholesterol issues and diabetes issues and high blood pressure. A lot of these things could be alleviated, Mark, just through a healthier diet and some exercise. And so we want to help get people off the couch. We want to encourage them. And toward that end, I'm actually going to be stepping on a scale. They're going to wheel out a scale and make me publicly go public. And this is something that I usually run from, a scale. I mean, I avoid the scale like a plague, like the plague. I only get on the scale when the doctor forces me to. But I'm going to do this publicly because I'm trying to tell people it's time to confront this. It's time to take it on. And you don't have to do it alone. You can go to LansingLosesAMillion.com. You can join an effort and be a part of something big or smaller. be a part of something that's
slimming
less
down.
Big. Yes.
That's right. Last year at the State of the City, you said, we're like speaking of regionalism, we're like a family that only sees each other at funerals and weddings. That's no way to run a region. Did that get any better in the last 12 months?
In some ways, it really did. You know, I think on this, Mark, you ask a darn good question, and I think that is a key thing from last year's speech. I think the public is ahead of the politicians on this. I still say this. I felt this way from day one as mayor, and I still feel this way. The public is way ahead of the politicians. The politicians still tend to be parochial. I got to be honest with you. Most of the politicians in this region are still quite parochial and really just look out for their own particular governmental unit. But the public is way ahead of us. And so, for example, when we talked about regionalizing trails, we talked about the county. See, the nice thing is we have regional government. It's called county government. See, I mean, sometimes we have difficulties between particular units of government, but county government is regional government, and we all have representatives on the county board of commissioners. Mm-hmm. So when the county commissioners floated a millage to do a regional trails and to take over the Lansing River Trail, to make it a regional, you know, it's a regional asset. We know that 50% of the people who use the Lansing River Trail are not from the city of Lansing. It's a regional asset. It's one of our greatest regional assets. But yet, it was facing wear and tear, and we don't have the money to maintain it. So we went to the county. We asked the county to work with us, and the public overwhelmingly said, yes, let's take care of the Lansing River Trail. Let's take better care of it, and let's expand it. And so we're going to have regional, basically county government, regional government, taking care of our trail system, which makes perfect sense. Parks and Rec is an area, and you can see the county park system growing. You know, people are supporting that. So that's a regional effort that's going to, I think, have yield great results.
We're out of time, but I got to ask about the sales tax hike. Are you a supporter of the sales tax hike in May?
Well, I mean, we got nothing else. Okay. We got to have better roads, so I'll support it.
Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero makes his 10th State of the City address tomorrow night at Lansing Community College. Mayor Bernero, many thanks.
Thank you.